I thought they were unbelievable. I thought they did a really good job. I thought Nathaniel did a good job of coming up with a plan of how to attack those guys, how to mix things up, how to give them different looks and attack them from, you know, different spots. And then I thought our guys up front executed, and it was kind of a group deal. I thought, obviously, the five guys up front played really well. I thought our tight ends helped a lot, our backs helped, and our receivers won quickly, and I was able to get the ball out. So I thought it was a group effort, and those guys up front did an unbelievable job.
Playing that game with Leonard, what kind of feel did he bring physicality to the offense?
Yeah, you know, it was cool to watch, you know, because you kind of see him and his bad runs go for one, go for two, go for 3 yards. You know, he rarely ever gets stopped, you know, at the line of scrimmage or behind it. So I think, you know, him kind of showing that power and having that ability, I think helps out kind of keeping us ahead of the chains and out of negative plays. And then again, the guys up front, you know, really opened up holes for him, and were able to, you know, kind of to allow him to get in open field and make some guys miss and kind of do what he's good at.
How comfortable did it make you feel about the O-line on the very first series? You complete passes of 17 and 20 yards, and I believe minimum third progression, maybe the fourth.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of the stuff that happens in week one, I think. You know, you prepare for something, and we were expecting you know, Marquise to be open on the other side, and he wasn't either time. You know, we ran it back-to-back and got back to the third progression. So I think, you know, early to have that kind of test and be able to hold up for that long, you know, to take a five-step drop and go through three progressions, I thought was incredible. I thought they did a good job. And then A-Rob and Hearns on both those routes did a really good job winning.
Can you remember the last time that you played a full football game and only threw 21 passes in it?
No, but, man, it was awesome. It was fun. It was fun to hand the ball off and watch, you know, Chris and Leonard and the guys up front get after it.
How do you make up for Allen Robinson's loss?
You know, I don't know if you do. Allen's a special player. Everybody knows that. The preseason, the camp he's had, you know, what kind of talent he is. He's an unbelievable playmaker and a really good teammate, a great guy to have around. So it's going to hurt. That's a big miss, you know, and I think it gives guys an opportunity to step up in that room. You know, Keelan, give Hearns, you know, a couple more opportunities. So I think those guys are kind of going to take that challenge on and do the best they can with it, and we'll have to find ways to help them out and kind of, you know, disperse the ball to all those guys.
Have you been impacted at all by Stone, and what's your thoughts about this, trying to have a normalcy in a week with so much going on in the city with the flood and
right.
Things like that?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy to kind of go to Houston, where a week ago Harvey had kind of hit there, and see that and talk to the people there. And, you know, while we were there, knowing Irma was hitting, you know, home and hitting Florida, and kind of affecting our families. And then coming back, we got back yesterday and seeing, you know, all the trees falling down, all the stuff. You know, so I know I spent my, you know, my day trying to fix a fence on the side of the house that got blown down. You know, it's crazy. It's, you know, devastating, I think, to see, you know, what has happened, what people have lost, and some of the things that they have to go through. You know, I know us as a team, you know, are thinking and praying for everybody involved. And I know, you know, my foundation personally is going to get involved and do some stuff, and I'm sure some other guys will as well.
Like, is it hard to, it looked like the Texans, they came out emotional, but, you know, you got to wonder all the stuff they went through, did that kind of weigh on them during the game too? Do you wonder if that's going to be an issue here as well?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I'm sure, you know, I guess we'll obviously get a chance to see what that's like this week going through it. But I think week one is emotional regardless of or not having any exterior kind of emotions, such as a hurricane. And, you know, that only amps it up. And, you know, I know, you know, like you said, they were fired up to go play and do well in front of their hometown after kind of a devastating thing. And I know we feel the same way. It's our first chance to play at home in front of our fans, and it's right after a really bad hurricane. And we know there's a lot of people in Jacksonville struggling and going through some things. So if it's for 4 hours on Sunday, we'd, you know, really enjoy to give them a good time.
Blake, obviously it's been a, you know, tough week, but you guys coming off this win, a lot of pride in the city, pride around the Jags. If you guys do well, I mean, do you get an idea that this place will feel a little different on Sunday? It may be the most hope going into a home game in quite some time.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we had a presentation a couple of weeks ago that was given to the team about, you know, back in the day, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s when, you know, things were going well in Jacksonville, and how the city kind of rallied around the team and the different things that were going on. So we got to see some of that, and I thought that was cool and important to kind of get a little bit of history of the town and the city and how they relate to the team. And I think even though everything that's happened in the past couple of years and the lack of success, I think it's pretty evident to see that the city's passionate about the team and dying for them to be successful and have a good season. So, I mean, that's definitely what we're trying to do.
Is there any particular reason why you seem to play the best football against the Titans?
I have no idea. No clue. I thought you were going to say Texans there, and then I was like, I don't know if that's true. So I obviously had no idea that I was good against the Titans. No idea.
And there's no specific looks or anything that they give you that you feel more comfortable with?
No, not necessarily. We had a chance to go through it yesterday and today and talk about it and, kind of go back and look at the things we've done well in previous years and, how can we do some of that stuff? How can we change some of it up? And it's just, it's coming up with a good plan and executing it. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason on why it's been the Titans. It's happened that way.
You developed a rapport seemingly really early with Allen and Allen. Are you there with Marquise now?
Yes, definitely. And I think that kind of happened this preseason. I think going through camp, and really it felt like it was the first time Marquise was 100%. He was flying around. He was having fun. He was healthy. He was enjoying it. And I think for him to be healthy for, the first time, and you'd have to ask him, but, he just – it was easy for me to get on the same page with him and kind of create that rapport.
Did today's practice feel different at all in terms of the vibe out there? I mean, you guys have a little – swagger. I know you search for confidence a lot, but
yeah.
That was a good performance.
Right, and I think it's hard to ignore. You like to say you treat, adversity and prosperity the same way, and you treat the win the same as a loss. You learn from it and move on, but when you put in a lot of work and you do a lot of different things, and then there's hard evidence that it worked. We went out and we won, so what we did worked. I think that adds a little confidence and, gives you a little extra juice, and, you have a little extra pep in your step for sure.
Last one.
Does the team,
yeah, definitely. Obviously, the player he is, the game he had, he's capable of doing that every single day. And then the leader that he is, I've been extremely impressed with his leadership qualities coming in, being here for his first year, and kind of how he's been very outspoken and really good as far as being a leader, making sure, kind of everybody's on top of their stuff, doing the right things. And then, it makes him that much easier to follow when he goes out and, plays like he did on Sunday.